Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
We have always had laws against assault and battery in all 50 states, but that does not satisfy the feminists. Feminist ideology teaches that domestic violence threatens every woman and is of epidemic proportions that demand an expensive federal remedy. During the Clinton administration, the feminists used their claim that domestic violence is a national epidemic to get Congress to pass the Violence Against Women Act. It quickly became a gigantic gravy train of taxpayers' money, known as feminist pork, that provided jobs for radical feminists and empowered them to pursue their goals at our expense. Feminist ideology teaches that domestic violence is not a matter of the misbehavior of some men who may be bad individuals or drunks or psychologically troubled, but that all men share the blame for domestic violence because they benefit from a patriarchal system that empowers men and keeps women subservient. Feminists argue the unscientific notion that all men are potentially, if not actually, abusive, and that all women are victims or in danger of becoming victims. For example, here is typical feminist nonsense posted on the website of the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, Arizona chapter. Quote, "All men benefit from the violence of batterers. There is no man who has not enjoyed the male privilege resulting from male domination reinforced by the use of physical violence. All women suffer as a consequence of men's violence. Battering by individual men keeps all women in line. While not every woman has experienced violence, there is no woman in this society who has not feared it. Women are always watchful, knowing that they may be the arbitrary victims of male violence." Close quote. The Violence Against Women Act gives the radical feminists $1 billion a year to peddle this lie that all men are to blame for domestic violence. Congress should stop giving taxpayers money to the radical feminists.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Why does the federal government create financial incentives for fathers to abandon their families? For more on the problems with child support and the welfare system, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the packet on fathers. Children need their dads. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Go online to eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
imagine.
Hit them hard, we made them day that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree to mercy. Lost a lot of things in the field. Sacrificed for God and country. He held the ground that was in front of me. This was the price to pay for liberty.
As many as 30 contrails gradually occluded the sky. They look like they're playing tic-tac-toe up there, he says. You know darn well it's not passenger planes. Eager says he has watched cobwebbing stuff coming down from the zigzagging line after line back and forth. There's a lot of lupus in the area now, and a lot have come down with it. One source who spoke to the Tribune is working as a civilian archaeologist on government land throughout Nevada, and I say Nevada because in Missouri we call it Nevada, but it's Nevada, began flight unmarked aircraft preparing for takeoff at Nellis Air Force Base in the Man Camp complex, the late 90s. It was these unmarked planes that were constantly laying down the crisscross X patterns of lingering chemtrail spray trails over southern Nevada. When the archaeologist asked a military escort who accompanied the civilian research team into sensitive areas around Nellis about the planes, the reply was, "You didn't see any planes." Sandy Range grew up within an outdoor field in stream family type and has been watching the weather and the skies all of her life. Holding a degree from Syracuse U, Range moved to Vegas in 1989. I first began to notice the chemtrails in late 96, 14 crisscrossed miles-long vapor trails that didn't evaporate like the norm. I began to see them weekly, then daily, then early morning 99, Range was returning from Henderson when a low-flying craft dropped the trail right overhead along Boulder Highway. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
And we're back talking about these chemtrails. Now, this lady was driving back. This is in 1999. From Henderson, I don't know where Henderson was, but it's near Vegas, a low-flying aircraft dropped the trail right overhead along Boulder Highway. It covered her car with a sticky web-like coating. She said she saved a specimen in a jar, microscopic fiber-like filaments. The U.S. Air Force website refutes the chemtrail hoax as having been around since 1996, accusing the Air Force of being involved in spraying the U.S. population with mysterious substances. An Air University research paper titled Weather as a Force Multiplier, Owning the Weather in 2025, Owning the Weather in 2025, that suggests the Air Force is conducting weather modification experiments. Now, again, I'm getting this information from the Las Vegas Tribune. This is the first time I've ever seen a major newspaper or a major news outlet cover this stuff. The government position. Lieutenant Colonel Michael K. Gibson of the U.S. Air Force wrote U.S. Representative Mark Green in August 2000 and said, the term chemtrail is a hoax that began circulating approximately 3 years ago, which asserts the government is involved in a joint federal program to covert spraying of the public. Many researchers call Gibson's communique a classic non-denial. Gibson is denying that the Air Force is secretly spraying U.S. citizens. The reality is the U.S. Space Command and other government agencies are involved in ongoing experiments for military and environmental purposes that involve aerial spraying, and the microfibers and other sprayed chemicals inevitably fall to the earth. Two scientists working at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base confirmed to an Ohio newspaper, Columbus Alive, that they were involved in aerial spraying experiments. One involved aluminum oxide spraying related to global warming, and the other involved barium stearate that had to do with high-tech military communications. Even in the face of government denials, environmental laboratories have begun to identify an extremely toxic compound of the spray drifting over cities and countryside. Several independent sources claim that samples of fallout from the lingering trails and have been independently tested and found to contain ethylene dibromide. Now, I'm going to jump down here to ethylene dibromide a little bit. In 1991, Chemical Hazards of the Workplace warns that repeated exposures to low levels of ethylene dibromide results in general weakness, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pains, coughing and shortness of breath, upper respiratory tract irritation, respiratory failure caused by swelling of the lymph glands and the lungs. The EPA lists ethylene dibromide as a carcinogen and must be handled with extreme caution. This is a 7-page summary of this pesticide's extreme toxicity notes that ethylene dibromide will also damage your reproductive system. According to the EPA, exposure can irritate the lungs. Repeated exposure may cause bronchitis, development of a cough, and shortness of breath. It will damage the liver and the kidneys. And let's take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
And we have returned. Now, again, I'm quoting from the Las Vegas Tribune. And we're talking now about ethylene dibromide that apparently is, according to the Tribune, is being sprayed over Las Vegas. They tell us that it is 6.5 times heavier than air. Unlike normal condensation trails, the thick white streamers being sprayed from downward pointing tail booms over at least 39 states does not dissipate, but spreads into an overcast that refracts the purple color in sunlight and appears suddenly as an oily film in puddles and ponds. Hundreds of photographs and videotapes made by ground observers show pairs of larger formations of aircraft spreading a white mist that thickens and drifts toward the ground. Thousands of eyewitnesses, including police officers, pilots, military, and public health personnel, have provided detailed accounts of aerial spraying in characteristic X's and east-to-west grid patterns, followed by the clouded skies and acute autoimmune reactions and respiratory infections throughout the affected regions. Severe headaches, nosebleeds, shortness of breath, joint pain, and a dry hacking cough that never leaves are being reported by countless Americans jamming hospital emergency rooms from coast to coast. Doctors and nurses across the United States report hospital wards filled to overflowing with bronchitis, pneumonia, and acute asthma admissions up to twice normal winter rates. Overfilled Pennsylvania hospitals were forced to divert respiratory emergencies to other facilities and bed spaces. Now, so much for that. That is the article that appeared in the Las Vegas Tribune. As I said, the first time I've noticed it in a major newspaper. I have a stack. I mean a big, big stack of literature here coming from other sources. Poison from the skies. Chemtrails. What to do about them. Chemtrail lab analysis. Biotoxin soup. Chemtrails, delivery system for Department of Defense's toxic cocktails, chemtrails, covert climate control, chemtrails, facts or fiction. I've got, and now that's just a little of the stuff that I have. I mean, it comes in gobs and bunches, and I've been collecting it for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. It's been that long that since that we've been discussing this thing. Okay, let's go to the telephones to Arizona. Francis, hi, you're on the air, Francis.
Hi, how are you doing, Derry?
Okie doke, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm glad you're covering this. Would you like to hear quite a few stories?
Well, let's see what you have.
Well, back when I was working in Phoenix, you know where.
If this is the Francis, I think it is, you were a Phoenix City Council person, were you
right.
not?
And I started getting messages from this man whose name was Clarence. And I finally ended up, you know, at first I was totally disregarding him. And then he kept saying, you need to look up in the sky. They're doing some strange things up there. And he kept sending me emails. And then he sent me faxes. And so one day I was up north and he called my office and told them to tell me to look up in the sky. And I looked up and there were three X's right like in a triangle, and I thought, well, that's really strange. Maybe they're doing, like, skywriting. And he said, no, something's going on. And him and another elder, he was elderly, he was in his late 70s, and his friend decided to follow the planes, and they ended up way out in the desert in the west part of Arizona.
Were they following them in an airplane, or?
No, they were following them in a Jeep.
I think it'd be a little difficult to keep up with an airplane and a Jeep, but go ahead with your story.
Well, they did it, and they found they went in the direction that it was going. They were going. It was actually a few planes. And they ended up way out in the middle of nowhere, and there was an airfield with fencing around it and pure white planes. So they took a lot of pictures, and he showed me the pictures. Then he put them up on his website. And he wrote down everything that about there were armed guards that came out, and they pretended to be two old guys lost in the desert. But they got the pictures, and they put it up on the web. And then the next thing is he was getting threats. His website was taken down. He couldn't get it back. And he was frightened, so he moved to New Mexico. And then they found him dead in his cabin. And his neighbor said what was really strange was a whole bunch of people came in, and he only had like two family members that would have even known he lived there. And he said a whole bunch of people came in and took a lot of stuff in boxes out. So that was one, and never did find out any more about poor Clarence. But I did see the pictures, and they were pure white planes, no lettering on them. You know how they have to have the number?
Yeah, any plane is supposed to, you should be able to look up at any plane and a number be painted under it where you can see it.
Well, he took all angles and there were no numbers on any of the planes. Then I was telling my neighbor about, you know, chemtrails, and I said, you know, it's really mysterious, but, you know, I see them quite a bit around here, and we now live up in northern Arizona. And I said, some days it's really odd. And she goes, you know, my son said something about that, but that's nonsense. And we went into town, and as we were coming up around the hill, I said, look over there. And they made a checkerboard in the sky over Skull Valley, and it slowly started drifting down. And she said, if I wouldn't have seen it, I wouldn't have believed it. So then, lately, there have been nothing. There's absolutely nothing. So I thought, that's really very strange. And my husband this morning, I said to him, you know, there's been no chemtrails out there. And he goes, I have night blindness, so I don't see at night. He said, they're up there at night, and he can see them. And they're either long lines running together, and they start and they stop, so it's not contrails.
And we need to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Duncan of Kansas knows that the chelation therapy found in Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, really works.
After some trips to the emergency room and doctor visits and a lot of problems in March of 97, I was in a hospital for test observation for probable circulatory problems. And there's no doubt in my mind I was on the verge of having a heart attack because I began to add all these symptoms up. And yeah, I remembered a phone number I had jotted down about 6 months earlier while listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. Ordered my first bottles. Within 2 or 3 days, I began noticing symptom relief. Several things began feeling better. So using the tablets right away, I was doing what they said it would do, and I was impressed with that.
Improve your own cardiovascular health. Get your own 30-day supply of Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. Send $43.95, check cash or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
A symbol of power and beauty, gold was thought by ancients to be a gift from heaven, and so gold has been for those who understand the major economic shift of the new millennium. Yes, ever since the new century rolled over, tangible assets like gold coins have begun to slow. Steadily climb skyward, indeed, gold coins are a godsend to we the people, who must now face another year of rising costs, negative real returns, and growing volatility in the financial world. Rediscovering gold traces a history of United States gold coins, pricing factors, market cycles, and the effect growing demand has on a shrinking supply. You can get this classic book free to my audience as a gift from Swiss America by calling 1-800-289-2646 or just 1-800-BUYCOIN. Rediscover gold today. Call 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUYCOIN. This coming Monday, November the 21st, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special Thanksgiving calf and yearling sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's looking for about 2,000 head of cattle and calves. Most of the early consignments have had all their shots, have been long-time weaned. Holston Farms will be selling a pot load of fancy Angus steers. These are green cattle weighing from 8 1/4 to 8.50. Don Sidwell has consigned 50 head of 5-weight blacks and black baldies. Marin Stewart will be in with a nice string of black and black baldies. They'll be 4 5/8. Pete Miller will be selling 30 head of blacks and black baldy calves, while Richardson Farm has consigned a 60-head string of 5-weights, calves mostly blacks but some Charolais crosses. Tom Fox will be selling about 60 white tag 5-weights. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments that are going to be selling this Monday at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. That's sale this Monday, November the 21st, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction, 2,000 head.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says, after all is said and done, more is said than done, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. We have callers from all over the country. Let's go to Las Vegas, where I was quoting this Las Vegas Tribune. John in Vegas. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Good morning, Derry. There's something that came off of Will Thomas's internet site, and it directs you to the U.S. Patent Office. And it's called Stratospheric Wells, WELSBACH, atmospheric seeding, and the patent number is 5003186. And basically, what it says in the patent is there is atmospheric spraying of aluminum oxide, thorium oxide, and several other types of metals to reduce what is called supposedly global warming. I've actually witnessed last year during the winter, and during the summer we were greatly abandoned from spraying altogether. I mean, I've noticed for quite a few years, but we had very little, if anything, during the summer, but it started up considerably more now that we've gotten into colder weather. And I noticed last winter we had a good storm come through, had probably a cloud ceiling of about 5,000 feet with a few breaks here and there, noticed a white cloud or a white aircraft probably in the neighborhood of 5,000 to 6,000 feet poking in and out of the clouds, and it had the chemtrail going and then stopping and then going and then stopping in between clouds. You'd see it start and stop. And there's no way that at that altitude you could even get a condensation trail. It's just not cold enough at that altitude. And one of the things that I've noticed is, and I had a lot of atmospheric science classes in undergraduate school, and I've noticed that there's been, and if you look at it a lot, there's a type of cloud called a lenticular cloud, and it basically looks like a bunch of pancakes stacked on top of one another. And it's actually a relatively rare phenomena that happens primarily over mountain ranges and during excessively cold winter days. And I noticed them in the spring, in the fall, in the past 2 years, where there's absolutely no mountain range to be heard of. It's directly over the middle of our valley. So there is something going on.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call, John. Let's go to Patty in Missouri. Hi, Patty. You're on the air.
Thank you, Derry. I just recently moved here from Scottsdale, Arizona, and they are definitely doing this to the valley there in Arizona. Around
the valley is Phoenix, right?
Yes. About 6 months ago, I got up on a beautiful Sunday morning and was going to go across the street to the Walgreens drug. I had parked my car under a roof. You know, it was a drive-in roof. As soon as I parked, got my car backing out, all of this stuff started falling on my car and on my windshield. By the time I went a half a block, I had gobs of it. I got out, went into the drugstore, got the manager, and I said, would you please come out here and see what is getting on all over my car? He came out there with me, and this was like sticky blue gobs. Since that time, I took it up to the office where I worked at Scottsdale Airpark. And I was showing it to them up there.
I mean, you took it was just stuck to the windshield.
Right.
You didn't salvage any of it.
No, I gave it to the office manager. I said, here, take this to your husband. You know, maybe he'll believe this.
Could you pick it up?
I picked it up very carefully and put it, would you believe, on a piece of aluminum foil. And I took it up there and gave it to them. Well, they know very well, too. There has been, like, beautiful mornings up there. And by noon, it is overcast because they are spraying so heavy. Now, you can see this stuff drop out. I mean, it just looks like there is a cloud up there that is it's raining. And pretty soon, the whole sky is covered. You don't see the sun. Yes, they are doing spraying. Another instance, I worked at a brokerage firm in downtown Phoenix, and it was a six-story building and six floors, and we had the FBI that was on the third floor. Well, he and I used to take breaks and discuss things and everything, and one day we were out there, and I said, oh, my God, are they ever spraying today? They do it in a checkerboard design so that when that stuff spreads out, it completely will cover the sky. And I said, oh, they're spraying us again. He said, what? He said, oh, no, those are jet trails. I said, okay, Fred, come on. Don't try to snow me. You know what it is, the same as I do. And with that, he walked back into his office and never mentioned it again. It was very interesting, though, at that time, the FBI, as I say, were located in that office building. The first thing you know, they were pulling out, and I asked him, I said, where are you guys going? He said, well, we've been given orders. We can only be 7 miles away from the airport. And he said, we're a little bit over 7 miles. After they moved out, I walked into the office when they were redoing the office. I never saw so many wires in all of my life. And he said something interesting. He said, we're going to move. And he said, in October, I am retiring. I'm going to Prescott. I'm getting out of here. I thought that, and I didn't question. You know, there's certain things you don't question.
Okay.
Okay, but yes, they are for real.
Okay, thanks for the call, Pat.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Wanda in Missouri. Hi, Wanda, you're up next.
Hi, Gary. As you know, I've been following this phenomenon since November of last year, and I want to give the bottom line first, and then I'd like to describe these things as they are over Dent County. Daily, almost daily spraying these items. I had a nurse call me because of a test a member of my family had from our local hospital out here. I've known this nurse about 6 years now, and she's middle-aged. She's very level-headed. She's not the type to react hysterically or excitably, about a story she hears. And we were talking about upper respiratory infections because my family has them and we are having a hard time getting rid of them. My daughter has allergies, which now she's never had in her life.
Okay, let's go on with the chemtrails.
She said that, she said if you were seeing what I was seeing here, she said those allergies wouldn't be such a problem to you. She said that Dent County has had a siege of cancers of the magnitude and type which we've never seen before. She says there's every type, we're seeing every type cancer around here, and we're seeing more than we can really handle sometimes. She says we're just overwhelmed with it. Now, she and I had not discussed chemtrails, and I didn't say anything to her because I wanted to continue to talk about this. And she did, and she talked quite a bit about it, and it's a very disturbing phenomenon that was going on at the hospital at that time. And, I've been doing this a year, and I had these, my husband took digital photos of them, and we had them in my computer, and I was sending them around all over the country. And I had a hacker a few months ago that got into my computer, and he swiped my photos. So now I'm taking photos of with a little 110 camera, and they're coming out beautifully. But these things, they start from, you can see them go from one horizon to the other. As far as the eye can see, they leave these huge trails.
Right. Now, I've never seen it myself, but people that have, and I have pictures here that people have sent me, but to prove they're not contrails, they're coming out of the wings of the airplanes.
Yes.
I mean, it's obvious that we've got some pictures here that actually show like nozzles on the planes where they're coming out of the wings.
Well, occasionally they're low enough that we can see them with our binoculars, but most of the time we can't see the planes. But these chemtrails, I'd like people to know what to look for. They spread out. They leave these huge streaks all across the sky from horizon to horizon. Sometimes they're crossing. Sometimes they're just straight across. And then they start spreading out. And then in a very short time, they will coalesce and over your area, they will leave what looks like a buttermilk sky.
Okay, we're going to take a break, Buttermilk. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Thanks for the call, Wanda. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Did you? When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Cal-Ben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Cal-Ben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Cal-Ben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Cal-Ben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal-Ben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBenPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Joe in Arkansas. Hi, Joe. You're up next.
Yes. Yes, hello, Derek?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You were talking about how some of this chemtrail spraying is to counteract global warming, and there was a man from right there in Missouri there named John Hammaker, who I thought had a much better idea on that. And what he said was that we should grind up a whole lot of rock dust and spread it over all the forests and farmland of the world, and this would restore a lot of trace minerals to the soil. The soil would become more fertile, the biomass would increase and take the carbon dioxide out of the air, and the global warming would stop. And I know he sent his work to the government in the 70s, in the late 70s and early 80s, and tried to interest them in doing that, but apparently the government wasn't interested in a sane and sensible idea like that.
Okay, appreciate the call. Let's go to Marilyn in California. Hi, Marilyn. You're up next.
Hi, Derry. I'm glad you're bringing this issue up. I was alerted a few days ago to the Las Vegas Tribune article on chemtrails, the only one I know in mainstream press. I've been concerned about this for a long time. There's a couple of websites out there. There's a lady in Santa Cruz, chemtrails911.com, skyhighway.com, who has an extensive library of pictures. I've been taking pictures here in the Bay Area for a long time, even trying to convince my husband that it's not ice crystals. Now, we were at the Cal-USC game last Saturday, and directly overhead, the planes were definitely spraying big time. It started out absolutely beautiful, clear California fall day. Next thing you know, you can see these planes coming by in a crosshatch pattern, and by the end of the game, the sky was completely hazy, and you could barely see the sun. It was so obvious. I've got tremendous photos of it. So, it, you know, it definitely is going on, and I'm so glad that you are bringing this up and addressing this Also, Scott Stevens, weatherman, weatherwars.com. He has a tremendous picture of a spray apparatus on the back of a plane.
Yeah, I have. I'm looking at it, and I'm sorry we don't have color radio sets, but this is a very close-up picture. And I know you can do anything with a photograph today. I don't have any ability, but there are people out there that have the ability to phony up any kind of a photograph. But this shows it coming out from under the wings.
Oh yeah.
Just like you would have a spray nozzle on some tractor equipment, like you would be spraying insecticides or herbicides on a cornfield.
Now, in this area, they spray out over the Pacific Ocean, and then it blows in. You can see it come blowing in. Yesterday, it was real vivid, beautiful day, and it was to the southeast of us towards San Jose. I mean, it was just perfect crosshatch pattern. The pictures I've got, there's no way you can deny that's what it is. There are time-lapse. I've got one where you can see the plane going over. They're so high, I can't see where it's coming from. But anybody you can look at, you got to know this is not condensation.
No, this, and it's happening literally all over the United States, and I have an article here if I have time from Joel Skousen, who does some pretty good research before he comes out with anything, and he said it's not only been sprayed here in the United States, but over in Israel and other parts of the world. Let's take another break. This will be the final break of the hour. Stay tuned. I don't even know if I gave our phone number or not, but everybody has it. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property right while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
HealthResearchBooks.com is the world's largest publisher of rare and unusual books. From alternative health and medicines to natural remedies and cures, from cookbooks and organic farming to raw foods and nutrition, even suppressed information and censored books. Find a new interest today at HealthResearchBooks.com. Today's pick is The Poison Needle by Eleanor McBean. The bird flu scare is nothing new. Even in 1957, McBean knew what continues to be suppressed. Vaccination does not work. McBean presents compelling evidence regarding the vaccination of the masses, the role of politics and profit, and reasons we should reject the poison needle. To make better informed decisions, get informed. This is a must read. Available now for $19 plus shipping. To order, call toll free 1-888-844-2386. That's 1-888-844-2386. Or order online at healthresearchbooks.com.
Have returned. Let's go to Jeff in Illinois. Hi, Jeff. You're up next.
Hi, Derry. Got some good information for you.
Good. What is it?
Well, they tend to spray when a weather front's coming through. They spray along the jet stream. They spray along ridges and mountains. Anything that'll create an updraft so it'll spread the stuff out and thin it out into the atmosphere. The long strands are not the problem. The problem is the small pieces that you can't see.
You think it's supposed to grow up instead of down? Is that what you're saying?
I think that it's supposed to stay suspended in the air. And
nothing is going to stay suspended for any length of time, is it?
Well, I've heard it can stay suspended for up to 2 years.
Really?
Now, the thing is, you can take, like, one of these Q-beam lights. a million candle power spotlight and go out even on a clear night after they've been spraying, and use a video camera that has night shot, night vision, and you can take a picture and you're standing out on a clear night and it looks like you're standing in the middle of a snowstorm.
Really?
The air is full of small stuff, so small that you can't see it at any time without the help of these powerful lights.
Let me quote what Joel Skousen says here. He says he's talked about this before. He said the creation of multiple chemical spray patterns at high altitude is part of a secret government project. Most of it is occurring in the United States and Canada, but some has occurred in the Middle East. These spray patterns are visible from weather satellites, although the government now has software to erase the patterns from satellite images. Mm. The spraying of the chemical is accomplished by specially modified tanker aircraft operated by the military and or by secret elements of the federal government not yet revealed. The government and the FAA deny the existence, but photographic proof exists that spraying does happen and that the government is lying.
Yes.
I can't believe the government would lie. No one, however, has proven satisfactory to me exactly what the purpose is. Now, this is what Joel Skousen's saying. Mm-hmm. And there are many theories: weather modification, radar interference experiments, creating electromagnetic reflectors for HARP emissions, broad spectrum immunizations, broad spectrum poisoning of population. As long as the FAA refuses to allow any critic of the program to launch a chase plane and take samples of the spraying while it is happening, we probably won't have proof positive of the exact chemical composition. Now, in this stack of stuff I've got, and I thought I could find it, and I couldn't, but someone has done that. Someone has taken this material to labs, and I have a whole list of what has been found in it.
Well, I have some information on that, too.
All right, what do you have?
I had a lab identify it as aramid fiber. It's an aromatic polymer. Aramid fiber can be stretched thinner than just about any other substance. They used to make tires, aramid belted tires. Sears used to sell them. It's stronger than steel.
Really?
It can be absorbed by the lungs, but it causes cysts in the lungs. And some of the samples we had were 5 microns in size, which is a perfect weapon size. And in a lab at Southern Illinois University, one of my associates found that there were 3 fluorescing lab markers within the tubes. They are hollow tubes.
What these fibers are?
Yes. And it's hard to imagine a 5-micron hollow tube, but they said there were fluorescing red, green, and blue lab markers inside.
Well, what do you think's the purpose behind this?
I'd hate to speculate on it, but we've also found some biological stuff connected to there that should not have been there. And from the people we've talked to, we honestly believe that these are the things that cause the outbreaks of many of the chronic diseases that are going on right now.
And we are out of time. Thanks for the call. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.